We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning here on the morning show to bring us the local news. It is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
We're fine, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic, Dave. A couple of stories here from your colleague Kevin Martin that I want to talk about. This first one, I believe, was from over the weekend. Those who are into the YouTuber and social media influencer realm may recognize the name Aaron Hall. He's an Elyria native, and now he's making a documentary based on mental health awareness. This is a very cool story. Again, Kevin Martin had the latest over the weekend. What's all going into this, Dave?
Yeah, it was really neat. So Aaron Hall spent 7 years in Los Angeles doing social media, doing influencer type activities, which is kind of neat. I never quite know what all that entails, but he has returned to Elyria, where he grew up, and is filming a documentary, basically going over his experience living with autism and obsessive compulsive disorder. He was homeschooled in Elyria, adopted, grew up Mennonite. And was diagnosed with OCD and with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder at age 14. Moved to L.A. with his brother, was doing some professional skateboarding, was homeless for a time, due to his, to sort of his neurodivergent brain, if you will. And, he built a YouTube channel with, 300,000 followers, became a really successful YouTube influencer with millions of views. Social media exposure, so it all kind of affected his mental health. And so he told Kevin, his mental health got really bad to the point where he said it felt like it was pointless to go on. So instead of, doing something drastic, taking a really, serious turn, he has decided to, step back from making videos on YouTube and Instagram, came back to Ohio. And now the 27-year-old was filming over the weekend and talking to people about mental health and part documentary, some sort of filmic cinematic aspect to this short film that he's developing. Also kind of mixed with a little bit of sort of reality TV kind of edge to it. Really kind of interesting. And he seems to be getting a little bit better, but just show this documentary. Through that, what life is like living with mental health issues, what social media can do, to developing brains or to developed brains. And, I'm looking forward to sort of the end result of the process. It seems like, Aaron's really introspective and really intelligent, and great story by Kevin in the Weekend's paper.
Yeah, no doubt. It's very interesting. Obviously, dealing with OCD and autism, that can present its own challenges. But I think sometimes so many of us look at those YouTubers and the social media influencers and, life seems all great and grand and nothing can go wrong. But obviously, there's more to it than just that. That lifestyle does present its own certain problems and, things that you have to get through. So very great story here by Kevin Martin. Certainly encourage our listeners to go read up on this. Again, this was over the weekend in the Chronicle Telegram, also at chronicletea.com. Very cool. Documentary being made by Elyria native Aaron Hall, who, again, you may recognize name-wise from the YouTuber and social media realm of things. Elsewhere in the city of Elyria, Dave, those who remember from earlier this year, the Journey Inn was condemned by the city. I believe this was back in April. Now there's more steps to be done with the building. I'm sure many of us can figure out what I'm alluding to here, but it's not just the Journey Inn. There's also the former Days Inn and a couple of other places that are kind of facing some decision-making things right now. What's all happening, Dave?
Yeah, Elyria City Council learned the other night that basically bye-bye Journey Inn. There's going to be some demolition going on there, as well as at a home just west of that former motel. No date given for the demolition, but Chief Building Official Daryl Farkas of the City of Elyria told council that he's in conversations with the attorney for the owners of the Journey Inn, and that the hotel is going to come down, that home next to it as well. And the inspection back in February showed that there were electrical wiring problems. Wires jumped from one service to another. A lot of other serious issues, as well as a lot of police calls to that property over the past several years and beyond. So there's been some serious issues there with drug abuse, with potential solicitation, prostitution activities, illegal sex work, that kind of thing. hotel was condemned, boarded up by the city's building department, unsafe for human occupancy, and a lot of code violations, things like that. Down the street, now we have Days Inn, which had its own problems some years ago, mm-hmm. and there had been some issues there with again, violence, solicitation, prostitution, drug use, that kind of thing. And that building basically is at some point going to probably have to come down. So we're talking about, wires ripped out. The hotel, has all these code violations, trash, fecal matter, graffiti, just plumbing, wiring ripped out, cannibalized for scrap metal, all that kind of thing, according to, city officials and their reports. So many different kind of citations, issues for that. No running water, water damage, multiple fire hazards, that kind of thing in the old Days Inn. My Point in the Park, though, which we had written about and discussed previously, I believe, the property owners had ended up paying back taxes to the county and to the city, more than $100,000 in total in property tax liens, that kind of thing.
Wow.
But the city has received payments. Safety Service Director Matt Lundy told council about that the other night. And the remaining back payments should come through in the next 4 or 5 weeks or so. A lot of the garbage and other issues that were at High Point in the Park have been cleaned up. And so the city's working on some of these problem properties, especially, sort of more towards the north side of the city that have been issues in the recent past.
Very good. And again, for more on this, you can check out Kevin Martin's story. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. A lot going on the real estate front, I guess you could say, here in the city of Elyria. As we are joined once again this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. It is the local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Kevin, Carissa, and all your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, it's County Commissioners Week. They have their meetings, had a meeting last night, Tuesday night. So read more about that at ChronicleT.com and the Chronicle Telegram print edition. And they have another meeting on Friday. So we'll have that coverage. Lorain Police Department is gonna buy some drones. Carissa Wojcik working on that story. Some items out of Sheffield Lake Council from Owen McMillan. Please read all about it at ChronicleT.com and in the... Again, Chronicle Telegram print edition, the old school edition.
There you go. Support our colleagues over there at the CT. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or as Dave said, find that digital e-edition online anytime over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, before we get you out of here, got to ask, what is this week's scanner story? What have you been hearing or finding on Twitter?
Well, this is a great one from Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Again, our pals over there at NEO Scan. Dateline Cleveland, motorcycle versus quicksand at Lee and Fairfax. Ooh. A motorcycle drove into a freshly poured concrete pad and was entirely submerged to both tires.
Oh man, yeah, that's not good. Whatever kind of bike that was, I'm taking the concrete 10 out of 10 times on that challenge right there. That is no more wheelies for that good sir or good madam for that matter. That's that is unfortunate there for the bike. So entertaining scanner story as always. I thought maybe you'd go with the cow roaming through East Cleveland. I don't know if you heard about that. I thought that might make a appearance on the scanner story. Maybe next week for that one though. But anyway, entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. Again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues, pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time, my friend. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we will catch up some more next Wednesday.
Good talking to you, Rocco. We'll talk to you next week.